Citrus growers need to employ a number of good practices to cope with HLB, says University of Florida genetics researcher Jude Grosser.
I think it's a whole package of things, and you have to pay attention to all the advancements that are being made in the various areas. And that includes psyllid control, that includes nutrition and root health, foliar sprays, and the scion and the rootstock, and the interaction of the scion and the rootstock, and the interaction with the nutrition. So it's a whole package of things, and the growers really have to be innovative farmers now to get through this bottleneck, and they have to be doing their homework and paying attention. The work that Jim Graham's doing on acidification of high pH well water that's full of bicarbonates is very important, and that relates directly to nutrition. So you're basically changing the water so that the roots can do their job and function more normally in mining and transporting the nutrients up into the scion portion of the tree. So all of these things are connected, and I think it takes for the grower, it's going to take an ecological, you know, approach to get us through this bottleneck until we have better varieties that are more forgiving. I'm an optimist, and I think the growers that are paying attention to their root health and doing the right things at the right time, are seeing their yields either stay even or go up.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.